Patient's name is Wade Wright. First name Wade, last name Wright. Date of birth is 2/5/2009. Date of service 2/22/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 13-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that he has sore throat and just states he's generally not feeling well. He hasn't taken any medicine over the counter for symptom relief. States that these symptoms did start yesterday. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 124 over 72, heart rate 64, respiratory rate 16, temp 99.1, O2 99, and he weighs 150 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, neck, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl. He does have some erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan. Number 1, upper respiratory infection. Number 2, viral syndrome. Number 3, febrile illness. Patient did have a flu and strep swab done in the office, both of which were negative. I'm going to go ahead and write the mom for a prescription of amoxicillin to take twice a day for 10 days, and she will hold that prescription. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she'll go ahead and fill that medication and begin it. If mom will continue to treat for symptoms with over-the-counter medication such as Motrin, Tylenol, I'll also give him a prescription of Bromfed to take as needed. If patient has worsening of symptoms, he will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Mom does agree with the plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.